to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this special edition of Motown Memories, we'll be celebrating the 333rd Motown Memories show by featuring all songs that reached number 3 on a music chart. This half hour, we'll hear from The Commodores, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Boys to Men, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Charlene, and the Marillettes. All coming up the next half hour as we celebrate the 333rd Motown Memory Show by featuring all songs that charted to number 3 on music charts.
Just singing proud. with Tom Fallon.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have
Fallon.
Baby, everything is alright.
A Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Uptight, Everything's Alright, that reached number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1966. Before that, a great song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, the dynamic duo Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, that reached number 3 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. And we started with the Commodores, Night Shift, number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1985. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. And on this special edition of Motown Memories, we're celebrating the Motown Memories 333rd show by featuring all songs that reached number 3 on a music chart. Well, coming up, a number 3 tune in the U.S. pop charts from 1970, Ball of Confusion by The Temptations. Well, Ball of Confusion was written by that great writing team of Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong that produced and wrote a lot of songs from The Temptations during this time. Like Psychedelic Shack before it, Ball of Confusion hits head-on the psychedelic time with a strong political message. The lyrics list a multitude of problems that were tearing apart the United States in 1970, namely the Vietnam War, segregation, white flight, drug abuse, crooked politicians, and so forth. Despite its strong political themes, the song conscientiously avoids implying a definitive point of view or a defiant stance. When the Temptations first saw the sheet music for the song, they didn't think they'd be able to pull off the rapid-fire delivery required for the song. Lead singer Dennis Edwards had the quickest tongue in the group and was assigned to deliver the more difficult lines of the song. Eddie Kendricks was given a rare chance to sing in a tenor voice for his verses. Well, here is Ball of Confusion. That's what the world is today, The Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
People moving out. People moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well,
the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's instead in learning, but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Control the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to Zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and round we go. Where the world's headed, said nobody knows.
Can't you hear me talking to you? It's a ball of confusion.
the night I held you, held you tight. Oh, I love you so. Promise I'll never let you go in the chill of the night.
Boys to Men, a number 3 hit on the United States Billboard charts from 1992, that was in the still of the night, I remember, and we started the Temptations, Ball of Confusion, that's what the world is today, number 3 on the pop charts from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're celebrating the 333rd Motown Memory Show by featuring all songs that reached number 3 in the music charts. Well, coming up, a number 3 tune in the rhythm and blues charts from the United States from 1970, You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, lead singer Gladys Knight was born in Oglethorpe, Georgia, and she was the daughter of Sarah Elizabeth Woods and Merrill Woodland Knight Sr. Gladys first achieved minor fame by winning Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour TV show in the United States, a contest at the age of 7 in 1952. The following year, she, her brother Merrill, sister Brenda, and cousins William and Eleanor Guest formed a musical group called the Pips, named after another cousin, James Pip Woods. By the end of the 1950s, the act had begun to tour and achieve some success. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips joined the Motown roster in 1966, and although regarded as a second-string act, scored several hit songs. The biggest, I Heard Through the Grapevine, reaching number 2 in 1967, a year before Marvin Gaye made it a number 1 smash hit. Well, Gladys and her Pips left the Motown record label for a better deal with the Buddha record label in 1973. Well, here are Gladys Knight and the Pips, You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You? Right here on Motown.
Like love's gonna give me a second chance. Boy, the look on your face. Tears in my eyes.
politician. I want to be sure as can be.
The Marvelettes, Don't Mess With Bill. That reached number 3 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. Before that, a one-hit wonder from Charlene, I'd Never Been to Me, number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1982. And we started with Class Nightner Pips, You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You, number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. This half hour, we featured all songs that reached number 3 on different music charts in celebration of the Motown Memories 333rd show. Coming up after the break, more number 3 tunes. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.